101X, Jason, Dick, and friends, except once again, Jason is not here. Take another vacation day, but good news, friends. I have our man CJ Morgan in studio. And I want you to know, I was ready to come in here after the Alien Ant Farm, and CJ has already sabotaged the computer for me.
Yeah.
So from the very beginning.
My plan is to do nothing but ruin you. I'm getting revenge on your 10-year plan of hating me. and now it's leveling out, finally.
Well, look, my other 10-year plan is almost in effect, okay? This is our second time. It's the Nick and CJ show.
Yeah.
Three times we get an intro theme, okay?
Oh, we do.
Three times.
We get like an intro theme and we get a name. I feel like at this point I get the belt of ultimate friend. I haven't logged the most hours, but I've logged the most non-Dick hours, and I've also tied for hosting the most with other in-studio radio station employees.
I'm pretty sure I followed you. And that's just because lots of other... See, the other thing is lots of other employees won't deign to be on this show.
No, they won't come near it.
It's you and Momo. And yeah, that's it.
There's two of us.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's all you can get. I tell you what, you are definitely the number one friend of the number one friend because you are here to help me out today.
Yeah, man. I got you back.
But yeah, CJ was logged into the computer and I'm trying to start this thing and I have to do a clip because we're talking some stuff and... It just starts firing off a commercial.
It does that. It plays phantom sounds. I hate it when it does it. It pisses me off because you'll be on the radio and there's audio coming from somewhere.
You can't figure out where it is.
Yeah.
And I can't cut it off because it's on CJ's account. I'm logged into my... all right, computer. Hey, you know what?
It's a thing.
It's Friday. Oh, it's supposed to play the thing. You got no job. You got nothing.
So the entire thing you just set up and we came on late.
No, this is another thing that I forgot about. It's just that we did this every Friday. We played the Chris Tucker from Friday.
Yes.
But that's on the... I would have been prepared, but CJ's fault. That's my point. But we press on. We do Morning Next headlines. We misinterpret the news, so you don't have to. There's probably a sponsor, but I'm, again, unprepared. But let's just get into it and pretend everything's fine, ladies and gentlemen. we're going to do the most popular Netflix show in each country. I'm going to let CJ guess, and hopefully we don't have to dump any of his guesses. That's another thing he told me he was going to do. He was like, yeah, I'm just going to say something racist.
Yeah,
I was like, no.
The most messed up, vile, cruel, cancelable stuff possible. I'm just going
to... We're so close, man. Don't push us over. But anyway, so yes, a website called highspeedinternet.com, which, cool, I don't know what they do, but apparently they make lists of things, and they looked at all this data from Google and search engines and stuff like that and came up with what each country is watching. I'll tell you this, CJ, is for the U.S. and Canada, it's the same show. Guess
Curb
what
Your
show?
Enthusiasm.
On Netflix?
Yes.
Not on
HBO
Max?
No, that's on HBO Max. Shut up, man. All right. I'll take Arrested Development, only because I've been watching that recently.
That's a good guess. No. It's the show that we affectionately call here Skahits Creek.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Skahits Creek is great. That makes sense because it takes place in Canada.
Yeah.
I
just found
that
out today. Like, I was like, it's surely at some small town in Tennessee or something where you'd have a billboard where a guy is, you know, implied sexual innuendo with his...
That's what I thought, too.
But no, yeah, it's in Canada, which is, you know, yeah.
We have a coworker that makes some more zeros on their paycheck than we do. And they're like, yeah, I really like the show, but I just I stopped watching after two seasons because I wanted them to get back to being rich and having their old lives. I'm like, that's not the point of the show.
What, who's doing that?
That's
let me do a radio show.
That's a good guess, but I was like, no. The point of the show is not about them getting to be rich and going back to all their money and wealth and everything. It's about them finding themselves and who they are in this little town.
Jason Dick is very similar to that in that he, for some reason, he doesn't like them when they've turned good. That's the thing. It's like when they finally become good, decent people, that's when the show sort of takes off.
And it's still funny. It still has it still puts them in weird moments. They still have flaws. Yeah, that show's great.
Yeah, I'm currently watching the Larry Sanders Show, which is an old HBO show.
I remember
from the
90s. It's
so hilarious watching 90s stuff. I can just hear like a 90s background sound in the audio. It's great. Let's see. Finishing up a whole bunch of other countries, including Mexico, Turkey, Greece, Guatemala, Hong Kong, all enjoy Stranger Things. That show was big up there. Peaky Blinders was another one. That's France, Spain, Egypt, Iceland, New Zealand.
Really? Not even in the UK? Okay.
No, in the UK.
Peaky Blinders.
They like GLOW, which is the Alison Brie
wrestling show,
which is awesome.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. And just like enough tasteful nudity to get you going into it, but then it's really all about this the ladies, you know, bonding and finding their power. And yeah, it's really good.
Didn't they cancel that during COVID? That sucks.
It's a Netflix show, so that's what happens is you get canceled.
It's Jason Dick and Friends on 101X.
101X, Jason Dick and Friends. Jason is out taking another vacation day. My man CJ Morgan is sitting in the and Friends chair.
Yeah.
And I'm enjoying our off-air banter other than...
We would be fired if it was on air.
Oh, God, yeah. That's everybody in radio.
Yeah, pretty much. We tell secrets.
You talk about your stuff too much, man.
How I'm going to have a Mountain Dew or a Surge coming later. There's going to be some mid-90s foam.
And I love Surge. That was my jam.
Surge rules.
Yes. You cannot get anymore. Just you're running it for me. But just I ended this thing. It was like, when I hear the words muscular ass, that's what I'm going to go with. So,
Morning X Sports.
Headlines and now sports brought to you by Elder Mitsubishi. Thank you, Scott Elder.
Thank you, Scott.
And we have legitimate news on the 40 acres. Last night was the WNBA draft.
Yeah.
And the Longhorns took who? Or not the Longhorns.
The Dallas Wings took the Longhorns junior Charlie Collier, who is my Longhorn crush of the year. I give that
Mine
award.
Mine is Roschon Johnson.
That's a close second for me.
He's a team player.
Brendan Eagles, right? He was pretty good too. But Charlie Collier, absolutely amazing player. I think she had something like, I'm just throwing out stats here, but I think she had something like 19 double doubles.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
I mean, I don't know if that's the exact number, but regardless, she was second in the NCAA in double doubles. She's 6'5". She has, this is not stat related, this is just me being a creep dude. She has a great smile, always seems to be like in a good mood. She just has flair. She's amazing, and she's not going far. She's going to the Dallas Wings, who had 3 of the top 10 draft picks. So that means that they're going to be a good WNBA team next year.
Are you a fan of the Dallas' WNBA team? I know you're a Mavericks guy.
I'm a huge Mavericks guy. No.
Okay,
they're
fine.
Fairly new, I think.
But now you are.
Now I am.
Yeah,
because now I have number 35 to cheer, to root for, and to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to have more with you on the Dallas Mavericks later on. We're going to talk LaMarcus Aldridge, and then I'm gonna put your boy... Luka Doncic. Little bitch.
Magic Luka.
Little bitch.
Hitting it.
Should make one hit of threes. And hopefully, I wanted CJ to go just full on with the objectification of Miss Collier, just so I could play the WNBA Family Guy clip.
But she's a college student, okay? I can't be that creepy yet.
Dude,
And she could probably strangle me with her ankles, which I would pay for.
Dude, she is jacked, dude. That is awesome.
I know. She's an incredible player.
I want a woman that can protect me in a dark alley. Like, that is just...
I mean, that could be probably any woman.
Probably, yes. If they are always the threat, no matter how big they are versus me, because I'm a wuss, but yeah. But all of that is objectification, this terrible sports guy toxicity, just so we can play the Family Guy clip and make it better.
Please do.
Oh, this helps if I do this. Hang on.
Yeah, if you have it turned on.
Yeah. Properly. I know how to do things.
And at the top of the second half, it's 16-9. Easton leads the scoring with 4.
And that's why she commands $7,000 a year. These gals sure do make it look difficult.
But is having this minor skill worth being so unattractive? That's for the fan to decide.
Yay! Shame on you, Family Guy. Shame on you. Respect them.
That's old school Family Guy, too.
That's what we do, man. When Jason is out, we just play the hits.
Yeah.
We're on 101X.
We have to.
Speaking of.
Here's more Jason Dick and Friends. 101X.
101X, Jason Dick and Friends. CJ, give me one of those Machine Gun Kelly.
Hey. Hey.
Yeah. He's been doing that all the time.
It's so complicated. Hey.
I can't help but like that guy. I don't know anything about him.
I like him too. There's nothing wrong with him. Like, he's pop punk.
Mm-hmm.
He's revitalizing a lot of, like, kind of alternative radio right now. I mean, it is what it is.
Look, I mean, like any successful, rich, good-looking person, I think.
you hate him.
Well, no, just there's probably some skeletons in his closet that will come out and be like, oh, that guy, time's up, me too, whatever. But for right now, I like him. Speaking of things that I like,
Dayglow, the 106 concert series, is returning. That's going to be September 10th at Stubbs. We did a pre-sale yesterday for special 106 listeners. If you missed it, we're going to have your chance at winning tickets later on today with a fun CJ game. But right now, we're going to do Are You Smarter Than CJ Morgan for Mortal Kombat movie passes. We're doing a sneak next Thursday at the Barton Creek Cinema to see Mortal Kombat. This one, I think, is going to be good. So 835-1015. If you want to go up against CJ and Are You Smarter Than CJ, 835-1015. That's coming up after Nirvana.
Here's more Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
Jason, Dick, and Friends. Jason's out. CJ Morgan is in. So we're playing Are You Smarter Than CJ Morgan?
Not only am I smarter than you, I'm smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse. Unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man.
You're stupid. And on the line, we have Andy. Andy, you there?
I'm here.
All right, Andy, you know how this works. We're going to give you your choice of three trivia topics. You're going to pick one of those to take on against CJ. Answer three questions, get more right than him, and you and three friends are going to go see Mortal Kombat next Thursday. And your choices today are literature trivia, elephant trivia, or Me Fail Simpsons trivia. That's impossible.
Let's do the last one. That's impossible.
I figured. Good man, Andy. All right, yeah. We're going to do some Simpsons trivia, and I've got some fun clips that we will play after the questions. And if you get the more right in CJ, you're going to go to Mortal Kombat. Number one, according to Homer, what is the cause of and solution to all of life's problems? According to Homer, what is the cause of and solution to all of life's problems?
How about drinking beer?
Too. I'm going to give that to you. Thanks for the applause.
And to alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Yay! Number two, Andy, what former Saturday Night Live cast member might you remember from such Simpsons roles as the ambulance-chasing lawyer Lionel Hutz and actor Troy McClure? What former Saturday Night Live cast member voiced Lionel Hutz and Troy McClure?
Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's been on for a long time.
It's Google or Bing. That's just Bing.com. You go type it in there.
Go with Dana Carvey.
Oh, good guess.
It's time for them to graduate from Bovine University. Come on, Jimmy. Let's take a peek at the killing floor. Don't let the name throw you, Jimmy. It's not really a floor. It's more of a steel grating that allows material to sluice through so it can be collected and exported.
Yeah. All right, number three, when Principal Skinner and Mrs. Krabappel start a relationship, which student reveals them making out in a janitor's closet? Who exposes Skinner and Krabappel?
Let's go with Bart.
Yeah. Hold on there.
Krabappel and Principal Skinner were in the closet making babies, and I saw one of the babies, and the baby looked at me.
Yeah, that's not him, but that's just one of my favorites. All right, Andy, hold on 1 second. We're going to get CJ back in here. CJ, Andy, knows the show, and he shows Me Fail Simpsons trivia. That's impossible.
Oh, man.
Oh, let me turn you on. That helps.
That's okay. I'll probably lose. You know my thing with this is I clam up when it comes to trivia.
Mm-hmm.
I like being the trivia host. I'm not the trivia man.
Well... But I don't know. I feel that you're going to do good at this. And okay. He got, what did he get? He got 2 out of 3. So you can do it.
Good job.
Yeah. Number one, according to Homer, what is the cause of and solution to all of life's problems?
Donuts.
No.
To alcohol.
Oh,
the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
I'm so mad at
you. should be, dude.
Yes.
That's the easy one.
As an alcoholic myself.
You know, that's the problem.
Yeah.
You subscribe to this philosophy too much and you forgot everything. Yeah. All right. Still have a chance to tie him up. Number two, what former Saturday Night Live cast member might you remember from such Simpsons roles as the ambulance-chasing lawyer Lionel Hutz? Yes. And that.
It's time for them to graduate from Bovine University. Come on, Jimmy. Let's take a peek at the killing floor. Don't let the name throw you, Jimmy. It's not really a floor. It's more of a steel grating that allows material to sluice through so it can be collected and exported.
Killed by his wife.
Yeah, it's a shame. I was just thinking about this when I was doing the research for this. Is like Phil Hartman has to be one of the top comedic people of all time actors.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a shame because, A, he was taken, you know, early in his life. He's not still around. And just B, like that's just, that we missed out on that.
He was one of the greatest on, like, news radio and a lot of stuff. Like, Phil Hartman is incredible.
Well, that's what Matt Groening says. Like, every time that he would just go do the voices and all these jokes for The Simpsons and, like, just would nail it in, like, one take. Like, he just would, like, go out there and just be hilarious each time. Yeah, it's a shame. Number three, and it'll be a shame if you miss this one as well and lose to Andy. When Principal Skinner and Mrs. Krabappel start a relationship, which student reveals them... Oh, you know what? It's actually Bart.
Oh, Bart finds out.
Because he finds out and they can't keep the secret.
I should have listened to the question and stopped trying to go for the dunk. Because I was thinking of that quote from Ralph.
Mrs. Krabappel and Principal Skinner were in the closet making babies, and I saw one of the babies, and the baby looked at me.
Wait, that's not fair. You had that quote lined up.
Yeah.
I guess the quote you were going to play.
Yeah.
And I got the answer wrong. I should have listened. That's a good one, though. Congrats, Andy.
Yeah, Andy, you're going to go see Mortal Kombat. We're all going to have those Dago classes later, and we'll have more fun with me and CJ coming up.
It's Jason, Dick, and Friends on 101X. 101X.